Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. All right, due to the number of people that have second homes in places like Wildwood or just our feelings about the shore, we're into springtime now, all those things, and about the stories that have been bubbling up, the four mayors meeting, or at least three were there. One was on teleconference, I think, of the Wildwoods. And the one mayor of Wildwood Crest, we've seen it in several publications, wanting to shut down the bridges due to people coming. And the only people that would get in, as I understand it, would be those that work in Wildwood and can produce a pay stub, something like that, or those that live there year round, however that's designated, not the second homeowner and not others. Also, I think there have been calls, and we'll ask the mayor of Wildwood what has been shut down as we speak. I'm going to ask that first. Mayor Pete Byron is back with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mayor, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Dom. How you doing, buddy?
Very well, Mayor. Tell me, what have you shut down at this point, just so people know?
We haven't taken anything on our own. We're going under the guidance that from the information we're collecting from the county and the state.
Okay.
So it's pretty consistent with the rules that those guys set forth, the restaurants, the bars. Pretty much most of the town is closed down other than through takeout, frankly. So
okay.
Other than that, we're no different than any other town at this point. And this is just what's been mandated to us from the state level.
Okay. I was asking about the boardwalk and the beaches.
No, that hasn't been shut down as yet. We had a meeting, I want to say 9 o'clock, a conference call at 9 o'clock the night before last with the governor's chief of staff. And one of the things we were talking about was just trying to get the message out there in a unifying way from the state to the county to the local. And they did talk about the possibility of closing down the beaches and the boardwalk. And my take on that, frankly, was people weren't coming down to Wildwood this time of the year to go on our beach or our boardwalk because it's really nothing to offer other than some really great fresh air. So I felt that by closing our beach and our boardwalk, you know, this isn't Panama City like you saw yesterday and places like that, that we would really be hurting the local people more than, you know, chasing people away. So right now our beaches and boardwalk are still open. If they are closed, it won't be something that we did ourselves. It'll be something that would be mandated from the governor.
Okay, fair enough. Now, you're in this meeting. Were all four mayors there? West Wildwood, I know the one guy, the North Wildwood guy, was by teleconference, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the mayor, I said then that you didn't seem to be the leading charger on this idea, floating this idea. And it was floated by the mayor of Wildwood Crest. And I'm shocked by it that he floated the idea, and that's why it made news, to close the bridges to Wildwood. To me, that sort of thing is outrageous. So in the meeting, did you say to him, hey, we can't be putting that out there?
I did. And if you saw, I guess, the article, you know, the headlines, people always look at the headlines, Wildwood. So I forget there is four of us. They just think of Wildwood's. They just think of the Wildwood mayor and just Wildwood's talking about closing down the bridges. But then if you read it was clear that it was the mayor of Wild Crest. And it also further explained that I had mentioned, said, no, I don't think we should make a knee-jerk reaction like this, that I think if anything, we don't even have the police power to do that. That have to come from the state as well. So no, I was not supportive of that. And as of March 20th at 10:05, I'm still not supportive of that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I'm sure you know, and I didn't claim that you said it. I said that he said it. We tried to get him on. That what about the people that have second homes there, principally too? They're investing in the community. There's a lot of stuff, and you can imagine you were probably inundated when he said that with all kinds of stuff in your office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were, because people just, they read into it as if the bridges were closed.
Right.
And so, there was a lot of concern. People do have loved ones down here. We have a lot of retired people down here in Wildwood, especially in the North Wildwood area. So, yeah, there was a lot of concern. And, we as many people as we can. In fact, we did a press release that went out this morning that further elaborated that, Wildwood is open, the bridges are not open. But this is a unique time, though, Dom. I mean, I don't need to explain this to you. I mean, again, a little bit about my history. I started out as a second homeowner myself,
Yes.
When I was a little kid. So, and now as the mayor, I will tell you specifically that maybe 25% of the voting population in Wildwood don't pay taxes. They're just tenants. So I'm, as more than anyone, appreciate the importance of everyone that pays taxes in this town. But having said that, this is a unique time in this country. I mean, you are seeing across the country where I think somewhere down in the Outer Banks, they're shutting down entrance already. They're closing the beaches down in Florida and things, places like that. They're telling people that, I'm not going to ever sit here and say, don't come. What I'm going to do is say, please don't come right now. The system is not geared up. We don't have the police. In the summertime when everyone is here, we have probably 60 more police officers, more EMS.
Mm-hmm.
The stores aren't stocked per the average sale for this time of the year, nor do they have the help to support the summer type of influx. And even independent of that, we've at this point, I think we've had, and this changes constantly, but I think we've had three identifiable cases in Cape May County. Now, the first one was a guy from New York. So all we're telling people is stay home. And it's not just us. I mean, it's you turn on your TV and the mayor in Philly and the president saying stay home. Don't go out if you don't need to go out. And that's all we're saying. Just use kind of common sense. Have compassion for your neighbor. And if you're going to come, fine. And if you are going to come, I'm going to suggest that you bring as much of your own supplies as you can, because you would be shocked if you went into the Acme's today or even the Walmart out in Rio Grande and you saw how empty the aisles were. And they're not from the local people, by the way.
Okay, but the argument, I guess we agree, though. Look, if I had a summer home, and this, and we all love the Wildwoods, I'd go there potentially if I were retired or I'm off from work or whatever, because that's a great setting to hunker down in. So, are these people causing problems by doing that? I think they're just taking advantage of what they've invested in.
You're right. I mean, again, I'm trying to be as down the middle as I can, and I get everybody's point, and I'm not going to argue against any of them. Okay, the kids are off school now, probably till after Easter.
Right.
We're seeing kids riding their bikes. I mean, the weather's been pretty nice the last couple of days, and it's a pretty nice day today. So if this was Easter, you would expect to see a lot of those families that a lot of times will come down over the long Easter holiday. But this is still basically 3 weeks away from Easter, and this is going to carry right over through Easter. So coming down here for a long weekend over the course of a winter occasionally, that's one thing. But coming down here for 2-3 weeks, and independent of that, and more importantly than that, is the fear of the contamination and the spreading of this virus. And I think that's the number one concern, is the safety of everyone, not just the people or residents, but the folks themselves that are coming down here. And this is uncharted waters, Don. We're trying to handle this as delicately as we can, but we don't have past practice to lean on.
Okay. One other area, too, if you can comment on. Our colleague, Harry Hurley, wrote this piece that he sent me. Are you billing or have you billed President Trump for $34,000, Mayor, for all that went on in Wildwood in January?
Well, you know, I wish Mr. Hurley would have had the courtesy to give me a call, right? Because the what got back to me is it made it seem to me as if I went out during this time period and did a press release relative to this. And that's not true. I get a phone call from a short buddy of yours, Dave Madden, asking me, hey, he said, Pete, you know, we've been, Oprah'd all the costs, and I've been getting calls continually for probably within 2 weeks after the president left saying, hey, did you get the final cost yet? And I said, no, you got to give me at least a month or so to gather. Well, I did get it. And I've had those costs for probably 3 or 4 weeks. And you didn't see anything in the paper at that point, did you?
No.
And the reason is no, because I didn't put anything out. Well, Dave called me, and he's a good guy. He called me Monday, maybe, I guess. And he said, hey, Pete, you know, we got all the costs. We've been opening the costs. And, you know, like, we saw what that number was. And, you know, what are you going to do with it now? You know, so at that point, I told him, I said, Dave, what we're in the process of doing, I said, frankly, it's not at the forefront of importance today, but what I'm going to do is contact the convention center and find out who the promoter was that booked the event. And then I'll send that invoice of almost $34,000 to the promoter. That was the extent of the conversation.
Okay, well, let me interrupt, Mr. Mayor, and say, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not saying you're doing this to politicize this in the middle of a crisis. That's not my thing at all. I just can't understand, though, given all that was brought there, that you would be trying to bill them for this.
Well, and I think we had this discussion at Mulligan's.
Okay, yes,
my point all along, okay, and I have made this as non-political as you can. From day one, I said, check your political affiliation at the door, okay? Just enjoy this experience in the moment. If whether you like the guy, you don't like the guy, and I'm not even saying if I do or I don't. I'm just saying if you don't, you should have respect for the position. But this wasn't the president coming to give, Pete Byron some kind of commendation for something. Make no this was not a governmental trip. This was
right.
A political rally. Now, your argument or your logic, I get it. But that same logic could be this country festival that's going to bring over 100,000 people, God willing, in June. That promoter, it's no different. That promoter could say, wait a second, that was a promoted event. Why are you charging us all these fees, and yet you didn't charge that other promoted event?
Okay, let me horn in there and say, well, I'm in agreement with the promoter. I don't think you ought to be charging them. I think they're bringing a tremendous amount to you. That's one objection. But, Pete, when it's a president of the United States, yes, this was a political event on one venue, but it's a president of the United States. And don't you have to weigh the value that was brought to Wildwood in this? I think it's second to none for the convention center versus dunning this bill on them for $34,000.
Well, and I get that, too, Dom. And again, I've made it very clear the president's welcome back anytime he wants. Okay, I certainly appreciate the fact that it came, and I certainly appreciate the national exposure that it gave to us. I do, I truly do.
Well, Pete, I would tell you, Mulligan's alone made about a third of that back in that one day. They made about 10 grand, you know, right there.
It was awesome. But I will also tell you that the numbers were grossly exaggerated throughout the newspapers as well. There wasn't tens of thousands of people here, okay, including the 7,500 that were in the convention center. There was, by all estimates, and that was by a lot of different people, there was less than 15,000 people. That's great, okay, but it wasn't tens of thousands. There wasn't hundreds of Wildwood businesses that benefited from this. There wasn't, there maybe a dozen, and that's great also, so I'm not belittling that. But when people start to exaggerate to try to make it seem even better than it was, all right, it was what it was, and I appreciate the fact that the president came, but you have to factor in, and we can agree to disagree on this, the reason he came, it was a promoted event. It was Jeffrey and Drew's coming out party. And again, I'm not making this political. I had taxpayers coming here saying, and I've had Republicans and Democrats saying, Pete, you're doing the right thing. You're probably not going to get paid, but you're standing up for your taxpayers in a small town who we've been averaging about a 6 or 7% tax increase every year. So this was at $34,000. That's almost a third of a cent against the tax roll to the taxpayers.
All right. A couple of things. Mayor Pete Byron with us. Mayor, is that public record then with the $34,000? Could you break it down for us? What's that for?
Well, that was, I don't have the numbers in front of me. But
I mean, just ballpark.
What it was made up was the This was overtime.
Okay.
This wasn't if this did not include if you were on the clock at that point. Okay, that didn't count.
Okay.
It was overtime for police, fire, EMS.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. Now, who are you relying on though as an economic multiplier to know how much was brought there? Because that may be still something unfolding. In other words, my hope for you is that Great Wildwood Convention Center. It's beautiful. It's right there. They're going to get more gigs out of this, right, due to the fact that it was on the map.
We have a country festival coming in June that we're going to have seven unbelievable acts coming, okay, on the beach where we draw 100,000 people. I would say that's going to put us on the map as well. And again, I'm not the president, but I'm just saying it's still a promoted act.
How much will they be charged? Do you have any idea?
Oh, it'll be a hell of a lot more than it'll be more than $34,000 because they're going to pay. All we're charging. We're not charging. Let me back up too. We could say, well, wait a second. So many tickets were given out. We could charge per ticket. We have an ordinance, a line item. We could charge per ticket. This country and any of the soccer on the beach, et cetera, anywhere where there's a ticketed event, we get a fee for that.
Okay.
It'll be $1.50 a ticket or et cetera, whatever.
Well, I would say this, Mayor, then, and I'll put it this way, because I'm not saying agenda here or anything. Philosophically, I differ with you. You can tell that. I know you have to answer to the taxpayers. My answer would be, bothering these people about stuff like this, when you are bringing great stuff to Wildwood that has economic stimulus, all the stuff you mentioned, not just the president, maybe people need a course in economics to understand that, how tremendous it is for the value there. And you're bringing great stuff. I commend you.
Dom, you're talking to the guy that explains economics by the direct and the indirect all the time. You know what I mean? And people don't always get that. I have to defend, the indirect benefit. And what you're talking about right now, I'm hip to. You're talking about the indirect, and I get it. But we still have to listen. Hey, at the end of the day, I don't necessarily think I'm going to get that money. I truly don't. I wasn't standing on it. And frankly, if people didn't really kind of bring it to my attention, I can't ignore that.
Gotcha.
So I'm being... I hope you understand where I'm coming from.
I do, Mayor. Hey, Mayor, thank you very much. Can't wait to get down to the shore when this is over and see all the great stuff during the summertime with you. Thanks for joining us. And anytime you have an update, we'd love to hear from you.
Dom, always good. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.